There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk sport now. Robbie Greenfield is in the studio. Good afternoon, Robbie.
Good afternoon, Claire.
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's start, shall we, with some live action. It's day four of the final test between England and South Africa. How's it looking?
It's looking pretty good for England, I have to tell you. South Africa have, on a crumbling pitch, they have slumped to 40 for 3, chasing a total of 339. Well, in fact, England now lead by 339, I beg your pardon. 7 wickets remaining for the South Africans, but Themba Bavuma has just been edged out. The debutant Roland Jones has taken another wicket. Toby Roland Jones, he's having a great first test in England colours, and caught Johnny Bairstow. They've already seen the wickets fall of Heiner Kuhn and Dean Elgar, cheaply as well, for 11 and 5 runs respectively. Hashim Amla is at the crease on 11 runs. South Africa 40 for 3, chasing that big total, and it looks like England are going to wrap up a series victory 3-1. It's been pretty convincing. It's been a pretty good start to Joe Root's test captaincy. And, England looking good.
It's quite interesting, isn't it? After the second test, everyone sort of, oh, they're terrible. What's going on? And now all of a sudden, it's been a little up and down in that respect. But then if you end up with a 3-1 series win, you're happy with that.
Absolutely. And what we've seen, again, is this continuing pattern of test matches that are over, really. We're getting a lot of results in test matches. We're seeing a lack of drawn matches where batsmen are willing to stick at the crease and just kind of gut out a draw. Dig in, exactly. Yeah. You know, remember Michael Atherton and all those guys who used to just kind of go out and bat for hours on end just to salvage something? But I think the influence of other forms of cricket, be it 2020 or one-day internationals, and the more aggression that's been shown at the crease from the likes of Ben Stokes and people like that who bat for England, but also other teams as well, there's a propensity to just kind of go and try and score quick runs, and we're seeing more results, which I suppose, I mean, maybe some of the nuances have perhaps left the arena of Test cricket, but for those who like to watch a game and actually see a result at the end of it, it's probably a good thing.
It is one thing.
A drawn match after 5 days of relentless action is...
Isn't it something Americans always say they can't understand about cricket? You play for 5 days.
Or football,
days,
for that matter.
And then it can still be a draw.
They like their results, don't they, over in the US. But yeah, we like the vagaries in England of Test cricket, and other Test nations do as well. And it's, I guess it's just an inevitable influence of the way the game is changing, and the fact that all these players are becoming so adept and so versatile at playing all three forms of the game, because they have to be, really.
Now, let's take a look at the World Athletics Championships, Robbie, and what's going on right now.
Well, we had a result in the 100 metres for the women's. Don't forget that Justin Gatlin is still basking in his glory, if we can call it that. We talked about sporting villains on last night's show in the wake of Justin Gatlin's, well, hardly popular victory over Usain Bolt and Christian Coleman in the men's 100 metres. In the women's 100 metres, well, it's been a good week for the American sprinters, and it's been a very poor week for the Jamaicans, because the Olympic champion Elaine Thompson favoured to win. She didn't even get a medal in the women's race. Tori Bowie of the US of A, she stormed to victory, with Marie-Jose Talou and Daphne Schippers coming in second and third respectively. So the Jamaicans, usually so dominant in the world of sprinting, have not had a good world championships. And now Justin Gatlin's father has joined the debate on whether his son merited that gold medal. Can you guess which side he came down on?
I'm assuming he wasn't one of the people booing.
No, he wasn't. He said that his son, Willie Gatlin this is, said his son Justin worked very hard. He worked his heart out doing what he could, and he deserves it. To come back, to work his way back up at the age of 35, should be respected. And you know what? I'm actually kind of inclined to agree, because if he's allowed to be there, it's not his fault. If the rules are the rules, right? So if he's allowed to compete, yes, he's been caught twice. Now, there's a great argument to say he should never be allowed to race again. But long as he's allowed to race,
yeah,
you cannot continue to punish him and blame him for doing what, you know, pays the bills at the end of the day. And he did. There's no doubt about it. He did race a brilliant 100-metre final. So
I think everyone just hopes that he's clean this time, and I'm sure he will have been rigorously tested, as all medalists are in these big championships.
I think, given the fact he served a 4-year ban, he would have to be completely insane to to go a third time
for a third strike.
Well, that would just be that would be the end of his career. He's 35 already, but he's always going to be remembered as a drugs cheat, and that's the thing. He'll never change that. So it's not like he's earned redemption with this win. But let him have
hard.
The win.
Yeah, it must be pretty hard to go out there when you know that your legacy, whatever you do, is drug cheat.
Yeah.
You can't undo it. You're absolutely right. I tell you who I feel a little bit sorry for.
Lance Armstrong?
No, not him. Christian Coleman, who also beat Usain Bolt the other night.
Yeah.
Obviously got the silver in the race and has hardly been mentioned because it's all about Gatlin and Usain. And this guy outran Usain Bolt also. And he never has, I don't think, tested positive.
No, he has not. Is he a much younger guy? I think he's 22 only, Christian Coleman.
Feels like he's not quite getting what he should in terms of love.
Maybe not. Well, that's the problem. Gatlin, obviously the pantomime villain. It was always going to be about Usain Bolt, whether he won or whether he finished outside the medals. It was his last 100-meter race. He deserved that. And I think he got a huge cheer just for that bronze medal while Gatlin was being booed. They moved the medal ceremony just to account for the booing that they knew Gatlin was going to receive. And sure enough, the crowd popped along to give him a good old boo at the start of proceedings as opposed to having it right at the end of the evening, which is what was originally planned.
But there was an irony, wasn't there? Because Jess Ennis-Hill was getting a medal from a previous championships, which she was only getting because the person that beat her had been found out to be tested positive. So she was there, even though she wasn't competing, getting a medal, a belated medal. And that was a kind of irony, I guess, as well.
It was. And it's going to be interesting now. We're going to see Usain Bolt race for the last time in the relay, the 100-meter relay, where Jamaica are, of course, favourites to win. So hopefully he can bow out with a gold medal in that one. And then I think the world of sprinting, the world of athletics, certainly faces interesting times ahead. Without Usain carrying the sport, with all these negative storylines, if there are any more future ones involving doping or cheats, then it's going to be very difficult for the sport to bounce back. It's already taken so much... Well, negative press, really, and even Seb Coe, the chairman of the IAAF, he's been speaking about how unfortunate it was that it was Gatlin who took the gold, and it is a testing time for athletics, so we await with interest.
Yeah, Carol has texted in saying the booing is exactly about the rules allowing Gatlin to run again. After.
So they're not booing Gatlin as much as that. Well, they're booing Gatlin, but they're booing the rules.
You're booing Gatlin. I'm sorry. If you're booing Gatlin when he's receiving his gold medal, you're not booing the rules, are you? Mm. It's not like he's going, don't worry, I won't take offence. You're booing the rules. You're not booing me. Come on. I mean...
Don't feel sorry for him,
sure,
Robbie.
I'm sure... No, I don't feel sorry for him, but I just think enough is enough. There's too much sanctimonious judgment, I feel. There's too much... We're all very quick to we don't know the full story. We're all very quick to judge, and I think he's done his time, hasn't he? He was banned for 4 years. That's a long time to in a short career. He's already been tarnished.
Yeah. I have a feeling that this won't be the end of that conversation.
Yeah, maybe not.
but let's move on to football. Community Shield.
Yeah, indeed, it was a good start to the season for Arsenal. They've already won a trophy. Bounced back from beating Chelsea in the FA Cup final 2-1 back in May. Mm. They beat them again, this time on penalty shootouts. The game ended 1-1. Chelsea took the lead through Victor Moses on the 46th minute. Pedro was sent off for a lunge on the 80th minute. And then the new signing for Arsenal, Sead Kolasinac, he scored on the 82nd minute to send the game into extra time. 4-1 on penalties in the end. There were misses by Thibaut Courtois, who basically hit a goal kick over the bar. You watch it on the replays, it is essentially a goal kick. So I'm not sure what he was doing taking Chelsea's second penalty. But then the new signing, Alvaro Morata, stepped up and dragged his shot wide of the post. So a lot of people have been saying that Morata is a little bit of a gamble. Diego Costa, for all the pain and inconvenience that he's caused Chelsea, there's no denying he's a very, very effective front man for the Blues. He's been integral as part of those two title-winning sides last season and the season before Leicester won it. And obviously he's been discarded. They're going to look to move him on. I don't think he'll ever play for Chelsea again. There's a standoff between him and the manager, Antonio Conte. They've signed Morata for big money from Real Madrid. Manchester United were interested in him. No doubt he's a brilliant talent, but he's used to being an impact substitute in La Liga. He's scored a lot of goals for Real Madrid, but often when the game's already been won, he's come on late and he's added to the goal tally. And let's be honest, Real Madrid are used to rolling most teams over in La Liga. So this is going to be a real test for Alvaro Morata. No doubt that he's talented, but there have been certain other examples of footballers who've, you know, failed to shine. I'm thinking perhaps even Fernando Torres, when Chelsea bought him for 50 million from Liverpool. You know, could Morata have another spell like Torres? There's immediate pressure on him to deliver as the main man, as the go-to guy in Costa's absence. Hazard, Eden Hazard, the player of the season last year for Chelsea, he wasn't featuring in the Community Shield. He's going to come back a couple of weeks into the season, just returning and recovering to full fitness, as is their new signing, Bakayoko, Tomori Bakayoko from Monaco, who's going to be a great addition to their midfield. But I feel like Conte is under a little bit of pressure, and he's certainly showing signs of irritability in his press conference. He's getting fed up with questions about the transfer.
The season hasn't even started.
Rumors. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? We're not even. Yeah, exactly. They should be happy. They've just come off. Oh. Well, I suppose holidays don't really exist for these guys anymore. They go on these extravagant pre-season tours, and obviously with the looking to build their brand internationally, and they've played. They lost to Bayern Munich. I think they also lost to. I think Chelsea lost to Real Madrid as well. Just need to check that. But they've had an iffy pre-season. Arsenal look sharp, has to be said. The new man for them up front, Alexandre Lacazette, he looked really good. He could be the best striker they've had since selling our Robin van Persie to United back in 2012. Of course, as yet unproven in the Premier League and a long way to go, but a lot of expert observers were quite impressed with what they saw from Lacazette.
Time will tell when we get underway properly next week. Rob says, Robbie, if you let the world know you're willing to cheat, you are never truly clean again. Gatlin is a villain, not just a pantomime villain, says Rob. We should mention, of course, that Holland are European champions in the women's game. What have you got coming up on Sports Tonight? Because it's Monday Night Football.
It is Monday Night Football. We're actually not at the Dow and Anchor this evening. We're in the studio, so we will be having, as usual, the cheeky chappies on board, Dale Gordon and Chris Brown. Wael Jabir from ADAF ME will also be joining us. We'll be speaking live to a man who played for Manchester United, Chelsea, AC Milan and Paris Saint-Germain. So there's lots of talking points there, none other than former England player Ray Wilkins. We're going to have him on the line
About
20 past seven. We'll be talking new rules in football coming up into the new season. We'll be talking financial fair play. Is it just a myth? And we'll also be chatting about all the big talking points surrounding the top contenders. We'll be running the rule over the new signings from the Big Six at the Premier League. And yeah, just talking football for a couple of hours in studio with the boys.
What could be better?
There you go.
All right, a last word for you before you jet off. I know how you love this, Robbie.
The last word.
Bulletproof puts man in hospital.
Ooh. Bulletproof what puts man in hospital?
The last word.
Bulletproof puts man in hospital.
Car.
Okay. You're going for car.
Yeah.
Okay, Robbie's going for car 4001. If you can do better than he.
I set a low bar and allow people to...
I have to say, Robbie, I like you a lot, but you really do when it comes to the lost word.
I used to be.
It's
used
not
to have
your,
a talent for it, but it's just gone.
Yeah,
lost
it's
inspiration.
It's week two.
There's no
month.
Excuse now.
Sorry, guys.
There were a couple of times where you got it. You were like spot on and
thankfully,
you're amazed.
Thankfully, he knows his sport. Coming up after Drive Live at 7 o'clock tonight, of course, Sports Tonight with Robbie Greenfield.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.